Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we're going to extend the Pop Culture Report because we got Wade in studio. We got Ben jamming.
Yeah.
Benjamin, thank you for sticking around for the second segment.
It's all good.
Hey, that's what's up.
It's love, man. It's love. Hey. You know what I'm saying? You my guy. It's Tory.
Hey.
Wave Chappelle in the building.
You pulling in double duty. You did a morning show and now you...
I typically be here for at least a solid 10 hours a day anyway. So
putting that time in.
It is what it is.
Hey, but yeah. We was
perfecting the craft.
I wanted to carry this over because we was talking about Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye West is now dropped the album.
Yeah. I want to be clear.
He started all this controversy and talked about everybody, family, their mama, and he talked about these rappers. And now he dropped the album called Bully.
Yeah.
So is he bullying people? Is he trying to go with the theme of bullying by going around and doing all these insults?
Facts. I got to be clear. Let me be clear. Because I feel like anytime I get asked about, I'm always like explaining this. I don't agree with none of the stuff that he got going on. Let's just be super clear. I don't agree with none of
it. You're just giving context.
I'm not rocking with it. I don't rock with it. I'm just giving an explanation from, I think I'm a little left-brained myself, and I slightly understand the point that he's trying to get to. And the method of it is a little wild. Now the music itself, I did peep Bully the album.
Did you listen to the album?
I did listen to it. It's a concept to it. I think it's dope. I look, the music itself is, there's never been a question about the talent, right? Like the music is
any guess,
crazy.
Stick out guess?
Nah, there's the last joint on the album has Playboi Carti and Ty Dolla on it, but everything else is just him. All the beats are him. Him chopping up the samples. The short film is his son. It's kind of his son.
Song?
Yeah. I think it's Saint.
Okay, Saint.
Fighting all these like big wrestlers coming in. It's like an endless loop of like these big giant wrestlers coming into the ring.
Yeah.
And his son, this short statured kid, is like knocking these guys out.
David so and the Goliath.
I definitely think it's subliminal. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's saying these are the bullies because it's literally like a loop. Like the wrestlers get knocked out of the ring and then they get up and they pour back into the ring. And then his son get back up with the hammer and knock all these dudes out the ring again while the music is playing. Mm. Right. And it's just this long loop.
Mm.
And the album being called Bully, I think is subliminal because, you know, obviously it's like the wrestlers can symbolize the bullies of,
right,
you know, whatever. It could be America, or it could be
the entertainment
industry, whatever.
It could be Kim Kardashian.
Cancel culture.
Yeah.
Whatever. Cancel culture.
Yeah, it could be multiple things.
It could be Jay-Z.
Because there's multiple, like, giant wrestlers, right? So I definitely think there's a concept. The music is good.
It could be Drake.
Again, I want to be clear. I don't agree with what he got going on.
You do sound like
Kanye
West sympathizing, though. You sound like he's sympathizing.
I get that a lot, bro. I just be trying, because I think I agree. I get the point.
Right.
I get the point and the messaging that he's trying to get to.
Yeah.
But it's the complete wrong way of getting there.
DJ Brothers, do we got any Bully, anything that we could play on the radio that's radio friendly?
Probably not, but I'll see if I can.
Okay, see if somebody got a radio.
None of the records sound like radio joints.
See, that's the thing, though, too. When it comes down to Kanye and the music that he decides to make, or even the trajectory he decides to go on. You know, like, he drops the Jesus is King album. We over here thinking this man about to be holier than now.
Come on,
then
bruh.
He came with the Donda joint. You
Come
know
on,
what I'm saying?
Bruh.
Well, he just wanted to experience with different vibrations.
But then
if y'all really thought that that man was going on, finna be bro, Jesus King, that rollout is so funny because he was like, yo, I'm not performing. I'm never performing secular music again. You really thought that he was never going to perform Can't Tell Me Nothing Again? Or we thought that he was never going to do music where he rapping crazy
again?
Well,
he said God show him the way because the devil trying to take him down.
Which can still be true. Uh-huh. That can still be true, but come on, bro.
Well, it's Kanye, though. And the thing is, with Kanye West, he have mastered how to force himself into spaces.
Yeah.
And largely it's because he do production. His production, he's a genius at putting together sonic ideas.
Yeah.
And I think that's how he moves around. Because he's so big now, they can always pull a popular rapper. Mm-hmm. He can always pull somebody that's on, Jay-Z does it too. They always are able to pull somebody in that's more attached to the culture than they are.
Yeah. I think marketing is the most underrated aspect of being an artist. Mm-hmm. Marketing alone can make you think something is the hottest thing on earth,
right,
bro. Yeah. Or it can make you even believe, like, if tomorrow I start wearing a ski mask every day, mm-hmm. every day, and I start rapping about the streets, and I'm every video I'm toting
the
a gun, I'm toting a gun and stuff. I can really make somebody who don't know me believe I'm a real street dude.
Right, yeah, that's real.
That don't know
like
me.
Like Jello,
all off marketing.
Yeah. Like right? Jello Ball.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
homie's from Chino Hills, but the music, you would think, bro, if you didn't know who that was, you'd think he's from New Orleans.
Corner, woo,
no, he
woo.
Got another one that, oh, he got real? Like, he, they
he said, got a couple of them,
they
bro.
Said he going 3 for 3.
I will say this, though.
But he got some hard
the music
stuff
good,
in there.
Though,
he got some,
the music good, yeah. And I'm not tripping on him being a quote-unquote fake gangster, because, you know, we see it all the time in hip-hop in general.
Tekashi about to
Rick
drop.
Rick Ross.
Yeah, facts.
Come on, bro.
No, I think Rick Ross is really doing
bro.
That.
Bro.
I thought he was.
Bro.
He's just saying it because he got a beard.
That's a correctional officer, bro.
He was a correctional officer in Florida, bro.
You can't be a correctional officer rapping about what you rapping about.
It can get dark. It can get sinister behind them prison cells.
What are we talking about,
bro?
I'm just saying. If he get a pass, Jello get a pass,
but
bro.
I will say this, though.
If Tekashi 6ix9ine came and look what he did.
Yeah.
Come on, like,
it's wide open.
And I mean Gunna out.
It's a million examples.
Right.
It's a million examples.
But see, I think, honestly, I'm not going to lie. So when Rick Ross got found to be a corrections officer, I was like, damn, it's over for hip hop. Like, you know, the whole street element is gone. However, I think where we've progressed it to now, to where people are talking about elements of the streets, even if they're not street, or I think it kind of opened up the lane for people to talk about other ideas. Because it's like that whole facade of being a gangster, we don't even need to be talking about that like that in our music no more. No way. I do know it's going to always be an element of what we got going on, but we need to raise the conversation a little bit further than just talking about spinning a block on somebody. Because, I mean, look at your music, Wave. You're not talking about, you know, spinning a block on people like that.
I agree. I think it's space for both of it, though.
Okay, I agree with that.
I do think that we still need, I'm not saying, like, far as, like, the murder music, I'm not speaking on that, but, like, we do need the perspective from the street dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because their story is important, too.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
And it's authentic. Like, when it's authentic, it could be really, really
right.
good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I can appreciate the authenticity of a street rapper talking about the things that he's done, the things that he's seen, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can respect that. I agree with you too, though. Like, my style of music, or a La Russell, or a J. Cole, somebody like that. The balance is important for sure.
The balance,
but I think
bro.
The
we need all colors.
Authenticity is what matters. Though.
We need all pastels.
Well, I think many times the most authentic artists,
yeah,
if they don't got somebody pushing them that's authentic, it's going to be hard for them to rise to the masses.
Mm. Right.
J. Cole had Jay-Z.
Right.
Kendrick had...
Kinda.
Dre.
Dr. Dre, yeah.
Dre. And so they those two ideas... Drake,
you
even
do
had
need
Lil
cosign.
Wayne.
Yeah,
you,
man,
got,
for
you
sure.
gotta have a cosign because I'm talking about to reach that
that
Super
level.
Bowl where they saying that you can perform at the Super Bowl where you get that backing to where they just... making people like your songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can hear a song and be like, "Eh, I ain't feeling that." Then 3 days later, you had a place and you hear the same song,
baby girl.
And now, because you didn't heard it
Banger.
So many times, right?
Baby girl,
I know you like that one, Ben.
Hey, no, I mess with it. I went viral on TikTok just dancing to that joint. Be honest with you. Speaking of going viral on TikTok, and you know how important TikTok is here to Milwaukee culture.
Yeah.
Steve the Stoner, man.
My dog, man. Shout out to Steve, man. Mm-hmm. It's like, dog, like, if anybody's more. No, I don't know if anybody, any like entertainer here is more deserving, bro. Because bro just goes so hard in what he does. Even when he get clowned, like they'll clown him, they'll say whatever, bro. Mm-hmm. He just keep coming
but
with
that's
another
out
one.
Of jealousy though.
And they'll be like, oh, that dance getting stale. Guess what? Here go another one.
Right.
And then that one getting stale. Here go another. You know what I mean? So shout out to Steve, man. Right. You know what I mean? I got a chance to work with bro, you know what I mean, in the studio, like directly in the studio. It wasn't one of those situations where I just hit him and paid for the verse. Like our relationship was very authentic. He seen me perform at Summerfest.
Right.
We chopped it up behind Summerfest, had a real dope conversation. And after that, man, you know, we just
when that's coming out.
It's already out. We dropped that joint. It's called Shake Remix. It's Steve the Stoner, Munch Lauren on there.
That's dope.
It's a banger, really, for the culture. You know what I mean?
Because y'all dropped like a little bit today, too.
Yeah.
Hold on, this is it right here.
Yeah. Yup. Yeah. I'm leaking with the underdogs. Get a buzz right like David Ruffin. Boy, don't ever play with us. We ain't David Busters. I'm the type to hit your in our favorite cousin. Yup. Taking fire to the south right now. Ask Frankie, roll with me. You know how I get down. Andy, Matt, Tina, Radio D, well, hey, man, that's my dog.
Hey, that's fire.
Yeah.
Gotta hit that.
Like I said, man, I got love for Steve, man. So to see him, so to see what he, you know what I mean, him linking up with Kyer, you know, any of the stuff that he do, man, I'm always supporting it just because, again, a win for him is a win for the city, man.
Right.
And, you know, anytime any artist here, really, when they got the hot hand, bro, it's important that we get behind them and support them because all it's doing is bringing light to the city.
Right.
So, yeah,
and,
man.
And it builds the economics up, too. I mean, a lot of people don't understand. When they see that it's a bunch of people coming out, then that's when the attention starts to focus on your area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that right now we got so many different artists doing so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working together, and I think that is powerful.
Right, for sure.
That is extremely powerful, because I think we got like at least 10 to 15 people that's really making a dent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I want to say this too, though, man. We got to make sure, though, like we, you know, we being inclusive with it, not being divisive based on a sound.
Right.
Right. That's one thing I want to make sure I touch on. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times they'll put, you know, the Big Franks and the Chicken Peas and the Steve the Stoners, they'd be like, oh, this is Milwaukee music. And
right.
Which is fine. I get that for sure. They totally represent and embody
the low end.
Yeah, the low end or whatever you want to genre it as. They definitely represent Milwaukee, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's another handful of artists who don't necessarily sound like that, but they from the same places,
right.
You know what I'm saying? People like myself, people like Nilex now, Ishdar, you know what I mean? The list goes on, you know
Emmett
what I'm
James.
Saying? And we are Emmett James, and we all know each other too, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know each other.
Genesis,
but the people, like, we got to do a good job. We got to do a better job by not making it a divisive thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all Milwaukee.
And,
it's just a different different perspective and different delivery.
Right.
But we all from the same place. We all representing the same thing. So we got to make sure that we not being divisive, which we definitely doing better with it, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, shout out to those guys. We all know each other and we support each other. So it's dope.
Well, and to go to show that, you on the song, y'all doing music together.
For sure.
And the thing is, this is where you know that y'all going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody from the same space is fighting for that space.
Yep.
To come together and create and build in that space.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you know, like, y'all own y'all way up.
For sure, 100%.
You know, and that's powerful. Because I've always said since we started this show that the local ideas are more national.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just saying that because we from Milwaukee, but a lot of Milwaukee have touched so many different areas, and now it's starting to get the focus on the city because of that. You was over in Memphis.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. So
yeah, major deal, all that. You know.
At a young, you had did a lot of things in your lifetime.
For
so you get to see the growth and the togetherness and contribute.
Yep,
that's why I call you the ambassador.
Man, I appreciate that. That's a fact. I embrace that for sure.
Yeah, as they say, a rising tide lifts all ships.
Ooh, so, that's a bar.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm going to get that from you before I leave.
Yeah, I mean, it's out there and on Google somewhere.
No, that's a bar.
You know what
I'm saying? A rising tide.
Hey, oh, look, and you wave Chappelle too, so it's, okay, I got you. I got where your mind's going with that.
Well, I'll say this, you know, I will say that the music scene now,
mm-hmm.
and the way that they use social media, yeah. I've never seen the energy that everybody does when it comes to TikTok, when it comes to Facebook, when it comes to Instagram.
Yeah.
They're making their presence known, and this is not backed by a major industry idea.
Yep.
They running TikTok, Facebook, all of that just off of just the creativity. I think we got our own breakdancing, our own version of breakdance. Yeah, like, we got a whole culture, like you said.
I'll tell you, bro. I think it's just the I think it's the world finally getting hip to our culture, man. Like, when I was in high school, you know, we was twanging and banging, and, like, you know, you had Twang Entertain, you had Whack Wham, you had all these guys that was, like, not only rapping, but also coming up with these dance moves.
What's your favorite dance move that came out of Milwaukee?
To point them out.
I would say, me personally, so it's a part of banging, this move, but it's called the coin drop. And yeah. I'll never forget, rest in peace, Bankhead. Bankhead taught me how to coin drop, because what they would do is in the basement, at these parties, right? We would have these basement parties, and then, you know, these guys, they would dance, they would bang, they would call it banging, right?
Yeah.
And but you was really cold if you could do this move called the coin drop, where you spin on your head and bounce back up.
What? Oh, no, wow. That's crazy.
I'm dead. I'm so serious. Yeah. I'm so serious.
Where Wani at? And, I don't Wani know how to do that.
Bank taught me how to do that move, dog. And after that, I played football. So, you know, I'd be on the football field, bro, warming up.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I break the coin drop out, dog. The crowd, whoa, he just, you know what I'm saying? So
like the spin the room.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Yeah, it's kind of similar. It's definitely kind of similar to a breakdance move, for sure.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, though. I've been really, me and Juice on Jamming with Juice between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. or every morning. Y'all can listen to us, tap into us, all right? We were talking about, you know, the Milwaukee dances, and I was just like, bro, imagine somebody like beat your ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then hit you with a Milwaukee dance at the end, you know what I'm saying? Milwaukee is crazy, but it's all love, man.
Yeah,
it's all love. So shout out to all the artists out there really doing it, because at the end of the day, y'all are all a movement.
For sure.
As one, so hey, it's crazy.
Look, when we come back, we got Wave in the studio. We gonna catch the wave.
You did.
We're going to have to hear that art.
Come on. I'm with it.
You ready?
I'm ready to hear that art, Wave.
Come on, man.
Hey, look, with True Nation, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We got Wave Chappelle in studio. We got Benjamin.
It is amazing.
In studio.
Know that.
Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. We got a lyrical genius from the city in studio. Never disappoint. Never disappoint when it comes to this art.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm gonna let you and DJ Brother Z do y'all thing. Because y'all, this is what y'all do. Y'all went to South by Southwest.
You know.
Oh, you wanna do a two band though?
Truth Nation. Oh, y'all ready? We got Wave Chappelle in the building, holding it down for the 4-4-4. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Something like. Yeah. Yeah. Let me go around one more time. 4-4 in the building, man. The way he won, you know that. Yeah, yeah. Check, look. Man, my heart's so big, I had to step back. Put the time in my craft, I'm a full-time dad. I be feeling like Larry June, organic, stepping with every move. That way I know them M's coming very soon. High stack this cash to the ceiling, that's a tall task. Stand on the business, see the snakes in the small grass. Yeah. And you know how my hitters move. They packing heat, ain't trying to box. They send shots and watch you haul fast. Woo. More balls to fill a whole storage. I treat the game like it's Madden, cause every down I gotta go for it. Woo. Gotta have drive, you can't show for it. That way at the end of it, dawg, got a whole lot to show for it. Doing me since 94, golden child, shiny glow. Been going bananas since I was young, like Mighty Joe. That's Mighty Morphin, Power Rangers on my TV screen. Green Ranger, make the money flip when I kick 16s. This not a 100-meter dash, this a marathon. They love to say you fell off when they was never on. Running up the streams, let my dream out on every song. Squares like a flight, pack light, you gotta carry on. Woo! It's top tier if I said it. I keep thinking of these five lines, I'm hot-headed. And I kept it real, why they do it prosthetic? I do it for the art and for the love, that's my aesthetic. Real talk, yeah, do it on my own, don't need no advance. Bars so hard, they go viral like Steve the Stoner dance. Shout out my dog, we really whack-ish. Dudes fake as AI, I ain't talking practice. Make the money flip like bad kids on the mattress. On point like an axis, I get it the fastest. Yeah, the wavy one, I'm the waviest. Yeah, and with the bars, I go the craziest. Real talk.
Hey, yeah.
They got the flames.
Put the flames in the chat.
Yeah.
No, that's hard.
I thought you were going to go ahead.
I do what I does. Yeah. But no, shout out to you, Wav.
Man,
shout
appreciate out to you, that. Man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Something light, man. Yeah. Something light.
Hey, that was powerful.
Yeah.
That was sounding powerful.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
That's
off
what I'm
the
talking
top.
About. Talent.
Off the top. Off the
talent
top.
Talent on top of talent.
You know that.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know that.
That's why you the ambassador.
Appreciate you, man.
That's why, because you just floated across these airwaves.
Hey, man, you know, some light for the people, man. Anytime I got to dust the blade off, man, and get to it, you know what I mean? We could do that anytime. New music dropping next week, too, man.
Yeah,
you know what,
what you got coming up that we can support?
New music dropping next week. It's called Blueprint, produced by my guy.
And that's a banger, y'all. Look, we performed it in Texas. We performed it in Texas.
Yeah.
And just know. It's a banger.
When you drop that, you're going to have to come through.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm going to pull up. We can play it, premiere it. We got to
throw it out here live on the Tory Lowe Show.
Yeah, know that, man. Shout out my dog, Minute Beats, Dakota G on the mix. Yeah, that joint called Blueprint. So that's coming next week. We got some shows coming up, too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Majestic opening it for Talib Kweli.
That's what's up.
Coming soon in April. So
that's hard.
Yeah, man. You know, we're going to keep it rolling, man. Anybody that want to support, man, you know what I'm saying? Go stream some music. Find me on at Wave Chappelle, real Wave Chappelle on all platforms, you know what I'm saying? Merch dropping soon, and we gonna keep rocking, man. You know that, man. 414 in the building all day.
Look, we gonna go to break. When we come back, we gonna have more conversation, Truth Nation.
Yeah, you might as well ride us out to a Wave record. Yeah, ride us out to a Wave record,
let's
bro.
Do it.
Yeah, let's listen to some Wave on the way out.
Yeah, but I'm itching over here right now, Truth Nation. I'm itching because really, at the end of the day, I'm an MC. This man just flowing.
Hey, man, you could have jumped in.
I could have, but I thought
you was gonna jump in.
Dog, man.
Next time I'm up here, we gonna do it together.
You know what? We go ahead and hold a little cipher.
Yeah,
Wave feature. I can feel it in the future.
Yeah. I'm with that.
Yeah, no, it's happening. It's in the works.
Let's do it.
Hey. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Sticking to the script, know I been had it. Pretty young thing rolling with me, she the baddest. Had to hold it down, had to stack it. Just to send it up, it's all about balance. Swerving in my own lane. Got a ball like every game, a home game. I ain't got a copy, do my own thing. They ain't know me then, now they know my name. Now they know my name.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What's up, man?
Can you please, baby? Can you please?
I said, baby, can you please?
take a shake for me. I've been geeked up in the since 11, it's past 3. Can you get up off my, that's a seat for the fees. I just took one hit of, cocked it back, now let it breathe. Feel the breeze when you rolling with a G. Hit the streets in a demon, dodge it like a G. I just knocked tonight off a rock off a feet. When you link up with a king, you'll never face defeat. Smelling loud.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Look, I told Ben and Wade to stick around for another segment because I need to discuss this Breakfast Club situation with Jess and the Breakfast Club because a comedian said something that triggered Jess.
Right.
Corey Holcomb.
And he went on his whole rant how she's not talented.
Mm. Called her less hilarious.
And I guess Lauren is the one that...
Lauren LaRosa.
Yeah, she's the one that's the journalist.
Right.
And she filled in for Jess when she got pregnant.
Yeah.
Correct.
But now she it's like she's still there.
Yeah.
And I think Corey Holcomb pressed the button and I felt like she shouldn't have responded to that.
I got to ask. So I'm going to say this. I feel where Jess's frustration is coming from, but I don't work in radio, so I want to. Right. I want to ask. I want to pick Ben's brain and see what's your thoughts on this, because, like, you know what I mean. You in the radio space, so like, how do you go about that? Because that is weird, okay. Right? Like, if you come back to your job and somebody in your chair, like,
okay. So Ben, think about it this way. Remember when we were on Capitol Drive and you had to, you know, produce from the bunker? Imagine if you would have came back and somebody else was sitting in the seat, like, no, crazy. I produce the show now.
Crazy. Yeah. No, I feel it all. I feel it all, man. I understand. I'm a Gemini. I see all sides of the spectrum, right? And you know, so for people, just to catch people up, if you guys do not know, so Just Hilarious is a Instagram, Twitter, social media comedian, right? She eventually got the spot and opportunity to work at the Breakfast Club as basically the host that filled in Angela Yee's spot, right? The Breakfast Club was looking for a female host to take Angela Yee's spot for over a year. Jess Hilarious got the spot, got the position, boom. She got the position. She was in there. She signed a contract. It was sealed and done, right? However, at the time, Jess Hilarious had signed a contract. She was also pregnant at the time. Mm. So given the fact that she was pregnant and you know how workforce is, they had to offer her maternity leave. During her maternity leave, Jess Hilarious gave Lauren LaRosa, who once worked for TMZ, the opportunity to sit in her place while she was gone, right? So for about 3 months, maybe even 4 months at a time, Lauren LaRosa was sitting in Jess Hilarious' spot in her position on the Breakfast Club, doing her segments, speaking and talking with the audience, right? In this time period, for people who do work in radio and understand what the power of radio is, it is... It's truly programming. We're programming your minds each and every day, especially because we hop on these airwaves and you talk to us, you listen to us each and every day. We're programming your minds. Jess Hilarious left for 3 months. Lauren LaRosa was in there for the 3 months. In between that time period, a lot more people got an opportunity and a chance to see Lauren LaRosa do Jess Hilarious' position. Right. A lot more people started to like Lauren LaRosa. Lauren LaRosa also started to capitalize off the fact that she was in Jess Hilarious' position, and she started to look like a real media aficionado, right? She started to look like a real media professional, like this is somebody that we go to for real news, real sources, and all these types of things, right? So Jess Hilarious...
She's a journalist.
She's a journalist through and through. So Jess Hilarious finally does get back to her position at the Breakfast Club. She still sees Lauren LaRosa in her spot. Like, what the hell is going on with this chick? Why y'all still got her here? You know, and then you could start to see a little feud start to happen in between Lauren LaRosa and Jess Hilarious. And from what I was already seeing, and a few of my, I'm not going to mention any names, but we talked about the dynamics of the new Breakfast Club, between the Charlamagne, Envy's, and Jess Hilarious. The Charlamagne, DJ Envy's, and the Lauren LaRosa's, right? It was like, who's actually better? Is Jess Hilarious better with them? Is Lauren LaRosa better with them? And a lot of people started to say, and I'm speaking from the standpoint of the public, a lot of the public got to saying that Lauren LaRosa was better than Jess Hilarious. Is the public saying this.
Is it true that she renamed the segment?
She didn't necessarily let's get this right. Lauren LaRosa didn't just go ahead and rename the segment to be Lauren with the latest. That actually had to be built up for a moment because the
network or the program Breakfast Club had to figure out if Lauren LaRosso could actually do those types of things by herself, which obviously she has done flawlessly. She's a truly talented individual. And some people like a Corey Holcomb or the public will go to say that Lauren LaRosso is that much more more talented than a Just Hilarious. And that, you know, when you talk about having a position in a radio or a position anywhere, that can make you feel like, you know, somebody is stepping on your toes. Somebody's in your position. And one thing that Tory Lowe had told me from the very beginning of doing this radio joint is, hey, Ben, we literally, this is year one.
Right.
We can't take our foot off the gas. You cannot take your foot off the gas. We were programming the minds of the people out there. You cannot take your foot off the gas. The moment you do, that's the moment you give somebody else an opportunity to slip in and take your position.
Right.
That is clearly what had happened with Just Hilarious and Lauren LaRosso, where people started to look at Lauren LaRosso as, again, being better than Just Hilarious, which she is better, in my opinion, than...
You think so?
Oh, for sure.
I think Just Hilarious has a bigger following.
Yeah.
And she already had a built-in following. But as a journalist, Lauren has the skills to maintain
she's more natural in the space.
She's trained to maintain in that space.
Right.
Delivering news media. She worked with TMZ. She's more hard news. She know how to grab her research. Jess may just be reacting to things and just saying how she feels.
Jess is the person who, like, as far as a producer goes, she needs a producer to tell her this is exactly what you need to say. This is how you need to say it. As in, Lauren LaRosso is like, okay, I know what I need to say. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Although I may have a script, I know how to still improv in between, still make it sound professional, still keep my real genuine feelings in there, and not stutter, and not do all these other things that Just Hilarious does. Mind you, a lot of people would also go to say that Lauren LaRosso, synergy between Charlamagne and DJ Envy, it just fits
the
in.
The chemistry
better. The chemistry is much better, whereas Just Hilarious comes in, she's already coming off a comedic background. From the public standpoint, they're looking at Charlamagne as the comedic relief. A lot of people would go to say that they don't need another person for comedic relief.
Can I ask, so let me say that, let me ask a couple things. So one, can they just fire Shorty? Like, ain't they? Don't they got like in radio? Don't any like a contract situation?
There is a contract. I know in Wisconsin is an at will state.
Right.
I'm not certain about New York now. You know,
well, I'll say this. They,
bro.
She probably got a contract. And it's probably 3 years? It's probably coming to. How long has she been on the Breakfast Club?
Well, honestly, maybe just about a year. Like, it's literally just about to come up on
a year and a half or something.
No,
I'm talking about including her being pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's literally about to come up on like 12 months.
Bruh, the equivalent to this is like being a starter on a basketball team, bro. You get injured for like a couple months. You come back, the new guy that's in your position, now he's starting.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And now you get moved to the bench, and then eventually, like, you're not even in rotation
anymore. You get Chris Middleton.
Basically.
Hey, bro, that's crazy.
Too soon?
Sorry. But that's crazy.
I mean, it's just one of them things where you think about it. It's just like, again, if for anybody out there.
I would want to run the fade, too. Why people mad? So,
get Drew Holiday.
So then why Jess can't be mad, though? Like, I see why she mad.
I think.
Because people act like she tripping because she mad. Like, I'd be mad, too.
Yeah, she should be mad. But at the same time, she needs to look at herself in the mirror and realize why this happened. Because
she got pregnant.
And I'm not saying that for
what she's supposed to, you know what I mean? Like, she can't get it in.
This is where I say you can allow somebody to trick you out your spot. Because
she let her dude trick her out of spot.
Corey Holcomb. She wanted to be defended. She was emotional. This is why you gotta have emotional.
He just spoke on
it. We was just talking about it a couple of days ago. Emotional balance. And not letting somebody trick you out of your position because now she's reacting to what Corey Holcomb said and she's taking it out on Envy and Charlamagne and maybe
the whole show.
Yeah, the whole show. So maybe.
And she's trying to expose some wounds there.
She shouldn't be doing that because I saw a little clip where Envy was like, well, we just had a meeting the other day. Why didn't you say this in the meeting?
Right.
Why did you take this to social media? And sometimes when people run to social media without getting clarity with the people that they're working with, that creates a mistrust in itself.
Right.
Maybe she see the writing on the wall. And I feel you. I agree. But if I see the writing on the wall and I know I'm finna be on my way out, hey, man. I'm finna, at least let me get the content. I'm finna get the content about this joint at least.
And maybe
y'all finna fire me anyway.
Right. And maybe that's how Justice is really thinking of it as, you know, but
start the controversy.
Yeah, start the controversy. Cause in all honesty, at the end of the
day, she can get a Netflix.
Yeah, she get a pod deal.
Yeah.
She get fired. She go get a pod deal. She can talk about this first episode.
Cause I mean, ultimately, Just Hilarious isn't that locked into the radio game for her to, you know, to actually be this pressed about it. Cause the thing is, she's always on the road, all out there touring. She was just up here in Milwaukee over the weekend doing the Stephen Stoner dance.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just one of these things where, again, like if you have a position, I don't care where you at, you need to make certain that you don't ever take your foot off that gas, at least for the first 2-3 years. You know, again, you are solidifying an audience who's going to be listening to you forever. This radio business is much different from you just hopping up on Instagram who you already got a following with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right here on over these airwaves is where you're curating your following. People are, especially since she was filling in for Angela Yee, people were trying to see if she could be good as or better than. Now we have a Lauren LaRosa, or there is a Lauren LaRosa where people are actually starting to gravitate towards her with.
I think it's just unfortunate that her figuratively taking her foot off the gas was getting pregnant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't like
it's the nature of the business.
It wasn't like she was like, yo, all right, y'all, I'm finna take my vacay.
Right.
Or I'm finna go chill. Like, you know what I mean? She had
it's her being pregnant.
You dig what I'm saying?
I think it's unfortunate for women to have to deal with that.
I think it was Corey Holcomb stung her too, because he said that when she do the read, she be stumbling over the words. And
it's real.
And you know, she be trying to, you know, and kind of not in the journalism space.
But he
kind of pointed out a lot of the flaws.
He got a huge
podcast.
Oh, okay.
And then it's also like, you know, one thing when you're working with people in the dynamic of radio is a lot of different microaggressions you may see happening in between conversation that maybe your audience may pick up, but the people who do this business would know. You'll see it. So it's interesting when the clip had went viral with Corey Holcomb talking crap about Just Hilarious. A lot of the moments that we knew, like myself and a few other radio people that I am a professional in radio with, or whatever, we knew is like, oh no, there's tension there. People on the internet grabbed those clips and was like, this is Just Hilarious telling Lauren LaRosa to shut up in the middle of her trying to talk.
Right.
And it's all,
and you could tell it was some tension.
Yeah, you could tell because there's a power dynamic right there where Just Hilarious is trying to tell like little homie, chill out. Although the little homie is becoming the big homie, you know what I'm saying? It's interesting, but you know,
ooh, that's messy.
Yeah, it is messy, but ultimately, I want them to all become, you know, just really, because at the end of the day, they're my age. We all the same age bracket. I want them to be successful in what they do, you know. And I'm glad to see Lauren LaRosa do her thing, and I'm glad to see Jess do her thing. And you know, I remember when we were all thinking about what the new Breakfast Club was going to be. Charlamagne was like, I would like to open the Breakfast Club up to be for everybody.
Right.
You know, I don't even want it to just be a 3-person team. I wanted it to be like a 4 or 5-person.
Like a rotating cast.
Yeah, like a Justice League, so to speak, where everybody got they own a skill that they are super professional in, and they do that. So, you know, it's not just with the mess anymore, it's Just Fix My Mess, where people can call in on that segment and she can fix their mess, hopefully.
Right. You know, and she didn't have to take a stab at the Breakfast Club, though, when she said Angela Yee moved around for a reason.
Yeah,
she's trying to point out internal ideas.
Internal wounds.
And without having a conversation. See, hold on. I'm for people saying how they feel after they go through the, you know, trying to communicate. Mm-hmm. If you don't communicate how you feel to somebody, the only reason I find out is because you out
on
there
the internet.
On the internet. But I work with you every day. I see you all the time. I'm going to think that it's something wrong, mentally wrong with you in your communication.
I'm going to think you immature.
I'm not going to say she's right. I definitely don't think she's right. I don't agree. But I get it, though. Like, yo, bro, that's grind. That's low key, bro. That's shiesty, bro. I'd be mad, too. I just had my, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I had my kid. I come back. I see what's going on. I peep what's going on. Y'all ain't really tell me what's going on, but I had to kind of, after a couple episodes, I see what this is.
Right.
And now you being pushed out the door like, yo. She probably like, yo, I'm not finna go down Dolly at this point. Like,
I got that. But what I'm saying is at least I would feel her a little bit more. If she had of just pulled, like Envy said, we was just talking yesterday.
Right.
And it was all good.
You said nothing to me.
Yeah. At all.
He said it to her face.
Yeah.
And she was like, she tried to keep it moving. But all I'm saying is it's something
emotion.
It's something to a person when you can't express your or communicate to the person, especially if they right there with you.
Right.
Yeah, if me and DJ Brother Z have an issue, I'm going to come talk to him. I'm going to say, hey, this is what's happening.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to him, try to say, okay, well, what do you think about this? How can we make this, you know, work?
Yeah.
If I didn't have that conversation, but yet they
right,
look
like,
up
don't wait a week.
They see I'm on Facebook and I'm blasting them, and I never really tried to correct it. Then did I even want it to be corrected in the first place?
Right, you're right. No, communication is definitely key, especially when you working,
when you're working in a
team like they are, like a team environment. You got to be able to communicate with each other.
And that's a sign of weakness, too.
Yeah,
that's a sign of weakness in your crew, too. And the Sharks get to swimming. Yeah. You know,
the Sharks to be the internet for
them. They'll divide.
That's what I'm saying. So now she gave the social media content people enough content that, you know, and a lot of people, when you on top, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Your crew got to be tight. And when somebody is a weak link in the chain, which she seems like she's becoming, then now the content creators, the TikTok people, everybody get to
social
chime
media.
In. And now they taking clips and like being said, they showing, making the point that Corey Holcomb was trying to make.
Right.
If she would have been quiet and did the communication idea first.
Right, just actually talk to
them. It was out there with Corey Holcomb, but it wouldn't have been the extra. She just poured a bunch of gasoline on the situation.
Basically, the live. She
and
let
now
the,
she actually do look weak.
She let the emotion get to her, and she went live, and now it just looked bad. It looked all bad.
Yeah, and that's my thing, too, man. Like, I'm not the type of person I'm finna just get on the internet and express my emotions if I got... If I'm gonna see you every day of my life, fam. Like, we do a whole radio show together. I'm gonna see you every morning, Monday through Friday, bro. I could at least come up, pull up, and talk to you.
I do think there was a little calculation to that, though. I don't think it was random. I do think that she was emotional. Mm. There was some of that, but I do think there was a little calculation to that, too, because, you know, content is king nowadays.
Right.
Like, whatever there's, if there's a possible way to monetize the story of what's going on, I think people are going to do it more times than not. And I think by her going live, now it's a million clicks everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, you got all these people coming to her story, to her page. So, you know, I think it was a little calculated.
I don't know, but...
Controversial.
I mean, it's controversial, but ultimately it's like, is it worth it?
End of the Breakfast Club?
I'm not going to lie, though, because it definitely exposes a few different holes that the Breakfast Club got going on. Obviously, Charlamagne and DJ Envy are the legacy hosts that are there. But if the Breakfast Club is going to continue on, it can't be like this. You know, they got to find some peace and harmony in stuff.
She's out of there, bro.
Hey, that's what it seemed like to me. And I said it before. I didn't even think Jess Hilarious is going to come back.
She's out of there, bro.
But Lauren LaRosa, again, I felt like was a perfect fit. I really didn't think that they needed Jess Hilarious. And honestly, Jess Hilarious, in my opinion, she can go ahead and continue on with her comedic tours, do all those types of things, because obviously, baby girl, you will win it in that direction.
100%.
Maybe this team sport doing radio isn't necessarily for you, and that's not a slight. It's telling you that, hey, you know what, you can move in a different direction and still be great.
And she got to a high level of radio from being on social media.
No, for sure. And I mean,
from dating Country Wayne to, you know, to doing all of the social media.
See, I'm not really familiar.
And then she went into radio on the top level.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I just want to throw this out there, too, because Lauren LaRosa is a media professional. Jess Hilarious isn't a media professional.
Right.
She's just getting into the game of media and trying to learn how this is actually done.
And they tossed her in. At the highest level, with the New York Breakfast Club.
Yeah, so
that's a high level of dealing with.
Yeah, I don't even think she knew how to operate in corporate America. From my standpoint, from what I see, how she moves. You know, obviously Lauren LaRosa does know how, because she even went on to go say she saw the Corey Holcomb video a whole week ago. But Jess Hilarious never spoke up on it. But Jess Hilarious saw this, got emotional, went to her Instagram page. Now Breakfast Club made
out
a whole bunch of content about it, and
guess what else? When you get tricked out of your spot, what happens?
What happens?
Now Corey Holcomb rises
you
up.
You turn him up.
That's real.
Now he then rose up.
Yeah, yeah.
By exposing a weak link in the chain.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Moral of the story, don't crash out. It's not worth it.
Hey.
It's not worth it.
All right, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we have more conversation. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you, Wave Chappelle.
Know that.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Woo! Yeah. What do you like? Woo! Yeah. What do you like? Woo! That's the cause, living a dream. Yeah, 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 yeah. My drip is a brand. That's what I mean. I come with a crown, I come with a queen.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got Ben in studio. We got Wave Chappelle in studio. We got 3 minutes left before we get to the top of the hour. We've been having a great conversation today. Mm-hmm. Great freestyle by Wave.
Right. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Powerful.
Yeah. Jedi stuff, man. Jedi stuff, man.
Anything that we missed?
I mean, honestly, I think we covered a lot, but like ultimately, even how you just said the Wave, like crashing out, it's not worth it, man. Whether you're Just Hilarious or Kanye West, yeah. All right, Kanye, hey, it may be calculated, but you might lose a friend, all yeah. right. I could never see myself talking bad on my friends' children like that. You know what I'm saying?
I had a thought, man, that I wanted to leave here with for all the artists listening, man, because I do be getting like DMs. People always ask me for advice and stuff like that. I'd be hesitant to give advice sometimes because people really like never listen to it, but I think it's a good platform to, you know, share advice.
It's the truth.
You know, as artists, man, make sure that you remain resilient and understand that people aren't obligated to support you. And realize too that the support is not always going to come from inside the house, meaning that just because people know you, just because people grew up with you, went to school with you, that don't mean those are going to be the people that support you, right? Like I got about 40,000 followers. People watch me all the time that know me. That don't mean that those are the people that's going to support me,
right? But
it's the people that show up to your shows and the people that you meet, like the new people that you meet and come across, those are going to be the people that support you. And so as artists, man, let's just make sure that we're not feeling entitled to people's support just because they know us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Really get out there, grind, meet the people, be a people person, man. Go meet people. And you always got to shop yourself every day. You got to sell yourself to people every day. And as long as you make one new fan a day, then you did your job as an artist that's trying to make it, you know, somewhere with your career. And I just wanted to leave that with people because, you know, sometimes I see artists complain about not getting support from, oh, man, you my homie. You supposed to be doing it. It's like no one's entitled to support you, bro. And it's a lot of times the support not going to come from the people that you know and that see you every day. It's going to be new, brand new people that you never met. So just keep that in mind while you're out there grinding.
That's called a fan base. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's 100%. Fire.
I was out shooting content the other day, man, and a group of kids ran up. They was cross-country kids. Ran up, seen me shooting the content, walked up and said, yo, man, what's your name? And that interaction right there, now they're fans. You know what I mean? They support the music. So
That's how you do it, though,
yeah,
man. Seriously, that's how you do it. Like you said, as long as you didn't earn a new fan a day, you done your job as an artist.
There you go.
That's
exactly.
Real.
That's sounding powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I appreciate you for coming through, Wave.
Appreciate
keep the Wave
y'all, man.
Moving.
Know that. Know that.
All right, Benjamin.
It's amazing.
It's always good when you stop through as well.
You know what it is.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.